Author's biographical notes. Peter Fotis Kapnistos, B. 1951 in Athens, is a Greek-American journalist, editor, and publisher residing in the eastern Mediterranean islands. After a while in fashion and advertising photography, Krista Talents, Studio Mavro Yanis, Model Center, Toth, Brown & Co., Grigoris Astoriadis, agents, Peter was editor for the Athens News, Greece's oldest English-language newspaper, senior editor, Richard James. With the Associated Press and Apple, Peter edited George Kriklanis, Greece Today, one of the first English-language desktop published papers in the Near East. He translated for Greek Forum, Times in Koloniki, and, with George Kouvakis, published the Aegean Weekly. Peter helped introduce the Internet in the East Aegean Islands, myth-os.com, by setting up internet cafes, with Peter Tsantes. He was photographer for Dimitris Hasakidis, Image Design Center Wax Museum in Athens. The art collector Alexander Iolas visited one of Peter's group photo gallery exhibits. Peter worked under Spiridon Marinatos, the archaeologist who excavated Akrotiri on the Isle of Thera, Santorini. With photojournalist Dimis Argyropoulos, Peter was the assistant of Spiros Tsavdaroglou, an administrative photographer for the National Archaeological Museum of Greece. They photographed Minoan and Mycenaean sites and artifacts for Professor Marinatos, who was one of the foremost archaeologists of the 20th century. He is mentioned in Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. Peter also assisted the team that photographed the tomb of Philip II of Macedon, father of Alexander the Great, discovered in the 1980s by the archaeologist Manolis Andronikous. Extracts of this report, from Peter's Black Razor website, were referred to in A.J. Hartley's The Mask of Atreus, 2006. New York Times best-selling novelist A.J. Hartley is a distinguished professor of Shakespeare at UNC Charlotte. The thriller focuses on Greek myths, artifacts, and Nazis. Black Razor was backlinked by Robin Falkoff's Rumor Mill News and the sites of Alex Jones, David Icke, and Jeff Rentz. Peter was in a web radio interview with Vizigoth on Beyond the Grassy Knoll. Carolyn Rose Goita, Starfire Wolflair, interviewed Peter Fotis Kapnistos on Art Bell's Dark Matter Radio Network. A 2007 satire sketch by Peter Fotis Kapnistos was published on the World News, WN.com, website. Articles by Peter Fotis Kapnistos were backlinked in 2008 as recommended reading by Cosmic Ancestry, panspermia.org. Cosmic Ancestry is published by the Astrobiology Research Trust and overseen by Brig Gleiss and James Lovelock, Gaia Theory. A passenger train I was riding in suddenly derailed, killing a number of people. The tranquil meadow of the train wreck became a field of blood. Nothing moved me more than the sight of a little boy who tried so bravely to stand up next to his father and mother although part of his tiny face had been torn apart. I'm not dishonored to admit that I became a drug addict for 6 years after experiencing that catastrophe. Doctors in a helicopter that arrived over the train wreck hurled hundreds of syringes of morphine down from the sky to save whatever life they could. I didn't need it then. My blue jeans were torn, but I was just bleeding from the knee. A few days later, I gave in to post-traumatic tremors. Various newspapers wrote of sabotage. Others called it culpable negligence. Memories of a train wreck in Pos Idonia, Corinth, Greece, during the 1984 European Parliament election, interview with Peter Fotis Kapnistos, American journalist, by writer Paul Dale Roberts, February 20, 2009.